Beautiful night. We were up hanging out with some folks from the station, some clients a little bit. We also saw our man Dusty throw out the first pitch to his dad right down the middle, I must say.
Great job.
It was a nice, solid first pitch. And then came the hot dog derby. Drew and I were not doing it this year. Again, I don't know why Drew didn't do it. He didn't win last year, so I think you should have been in it, and you better be in it next year.
Agreed.
I took the year off. I'm retired from hot dog races after the 1-0 win with ketchup. You decided to race this year to get your first win in the Derby. You were 0-2 heading in, and you got out of the gates really nicely. You were got off to a good start. I like, wow. Drew and I were sitting next to each other thinking, wow, Cody's gonna win this thing. He's going to get his first dub. Bob was taking a nice little jog behind you.
He wasn't even trying.
He was just jogging. Then came Nate Taylor, and he blew past you, dude. What happened?
Okay, so I've prepared a statement regarding my future of hot dog derbies, which I'll address in just a moment. What happened is simple. Nate beat me. Okay? He beat me.
He did.
Nate, I ran a good race. I ran a clean race. I was proud of that race. Nate beat me. Straight up, he just ran a better race. I can't argue that or fight against that. That's just the reality of the situation. Nate ran better than me yesterday.
No cheating allegations or anything. You said going into the race that you would have no complaints. You both were about the same height.
No complaints. Nate got dangerously close to running into the dugout.
Was. I thought you were about to cut him off and he was going to go flying through the dugout suite.
But as a result of this, obviously, I've been asked by a lot of people what my plan is for future races. And I swear to you,
I was worried a song was about to start.
I talked to my wife last night. I talked to my kids this morning. First thing they asked me is if I won the hot dog race. I had to tell them no.
They start crying?
They didn't. But in talking to them, I gave them all an opportunity. Do I keep running in this race, or do I simply just give up? I've been told by a royal statistician, I now hold the record for most hot dog races without a win.
0-3.
0-3. Most people don't run in 3 hot dog races in their life. And I was pretty content last night that in 2 weeks I'm going to turn 40, and I should probably just quit. I should just give up. Because I don't know that I'm ever going to win this race. Next year, people like Sam Stevie want to be in it. He's like, oh, I won track events as a kid. So while it seems like I should just quit at 40, never have a chance to win this race, upon talking to my family and thinking about it, I'll never quit. I will race in this race for the rest of my life, if that's what it takes to win one. I will set the world record for losses in a hot dog race, if that's what it takes to get one. I will race every single year I am invited until this race is mine. That was, every race we've done has been so close. And last night, I finally got the real taste of victory. Not coming from behind.
Excuse me?
Hold on. Not coming from behind, not feeling like I was going to try to catch up and then just hoping you can do it. For a second, I could see what it was going to be like to win. I could see the finish line, and I was close. And then Nate, to his own credit, and I tip my cap to him, blew past me, and that was the most devastating hot dog race I've run yet. But it's only motivated me greater. I will run, I promise now on this show, I will run in the hot dog derby every year I am invited until I win.
Now, you are banking on the fact that you're going to be invited to run in again. At some point, they may not want that. It might be someone else's turn. You know, you were critical of Tom Brady the other day, saying, hey, Tom, your time has passed. Stop teasing that you're going to return. You're too old. Let the young Bucks play quarterback. That was you just a few days ago. And now you're not willing to let the young Bucks, Mac and Sam Stevie and others, run in the derby. You want to occupy a space, yet you're 0-3.
I'm not demanding a spot. I'm not saying you have to put me in the race. What I'm telling you is I will race in the race every year I am invited until I win. Until I win this damn race. It hurt. It really did hurt.
You got off to a good start, but he actually ended up winning by a large margin.
It wasn't a large margin.
It was a wider margin than last year's race when I beat you.
I think anything would have been
last
a large margin
close.
Than last year. That was
last year's
was
race.
Very
was
close.
Ridiculous. Incredibly close.
And if it wasn't for Bob jogging, you would have finished in last.
Okay, first.
No.
We can't say if it wasn't for that.
He was jogging.
I finished in second place twice and third place once.
There was no effort.
Oh, Bob. Yeah, Bob didn't. And also, can we talk about the fact that Bob took a shower at the K yesterday?
Bob was
after the hot dog race. Bob got invited up. He had pre-arranged going up to the office area. And I don't know, using JJ Piccolo's shower or whatever to clean himself.
Somebody in C-suite he talked to before and had a shower. Bob was naked at Kauffman Stadium last night. You heard it here first. That happened.
From the 816, Cody, you should hang up your wiener. Just give up. Someone says Cody didn't win because he didn't trip anyone.
Have you thought about taking Blue Chew before the race to see the costume works better?
I will tell you, a local track coach at the collegiate level has reached out to me and has offered to coach me.
Don't.
Does he know about your foot condition?
I mean, presumably. He's listening. What do you mean, don't? Drew, I can't keep losing. No. Well, don't.
No. Yeah, you could just realize this is not your role, you know? No. Maybe there's a different lane for you.
Cody, as much as you train with a track coach, you're not going to train in a...
Oh, I have plans. No, hold on.
How?
I'm going to build a suit. Drew, if you think that this is the end of me racing in this...
I know.
I'm going to do whatever the hell it takes to win this race next year.
You don't need to invest money in building a suit.
I think I do.
No, you don't.
Drew, he's buried the lead here. He's made it once again about future races already. He's buried the lead. Do we know what happened last night? Because Cody lost. Do you know what that means? Were you listening to the show yesterday? We made a bet.
Oh, yeah. No.
We made a bet on this show that if Cody did not win, he cannot have a new song for a month. So until September 21st, he cannot have a new song on the show.
Birthday.
Mm-hmm. Is that okay, there you go.
It's Bree's birthday.
September 21st.
Cody, this
is a long time from now.
It is.
So look, I was a part of the side that I was on Gold's side, I think, for this. But, Cody, to your...
Someone said I should have just said I had COVID.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Okay, Noah. Thank you, Noah.
And then been at the club later
World
that night.
World champion, Noah Lowes.
That's true.
What are you batting this year with your songs, Cody? Because I think you've done relatively well in terms of not cursing the players that you're singing about.
I have a 95% success rate on my songs this year.
Gold, I'm not necessarily worried, but what if... Because of Cody's track record this season, a song would be desired for, let's say, lack of victories from the Royals. And they're like, you know what, Cody? Maybe Cody's the only thing that we need a Cody song to somehow find a way to make the postseason.
He hasn't had a Royals song in like a month, and the team is playing some of their best baseball of the season. I think they're fine.
Is there any clause in this agreement where...
No.
No, okay. I don't think so.
So if there's
going to be a playoff, if they're like having a tough stretch against these teams, there's nothing I can do about it.
So if anything can save the Royals, it's not Cody's singing.
They're just going to have to do it themselves. They're on their own.
It's not. He cannot sing for a month. There was nothing written in.
I might take steroids.
It would have to take extraordinary circumstances for me to cave on the bet and let you have a song earlier than a month from now. There would have to be a major trade-off. There would have to be something that you could offer. But as of right now, the consequence of losing is no song until September 21st at the earliest. Doesn't even mean, by the way, take your time. You don't have to have one on September
21st. You're telling me I don't need one on September 21st?
And the listener can still block it. So it could be a bit.
Did Vinny say anything to you, by the way?
He didn't. The year before, he had sent me a text in his disappointment in me. So
I wonder if you even looked at him.
The silence actually hurts worse.
I was going to say, I wonder if you'd have just looked at him if he was just shaking his head.
And the year before that, Whit Merrifield sent me a gif of my disappointment. So yeah, the Royals players just piling on typically doesn't make me feel better about the situation. Now, if any silence hurts worse.
You know what you should do is that if you do win next year, I'm down to race next year. And you know what?
Yeah, you need to race next year.
It looked like they might have fixed the relish costume. However, Bob's face was already outside of the freaking costume. If Bob would have tried to run, he might have also been choked out. I'm convinced they haven't fixed the suit yet.
I had asked. The costume had been fixed. What I have reached out to, rather than maybe buying one, I think they get new hot dog costumes at the end of the year sometimes. I'd like to maybe see if I could just get my hands on an old one. I'm going to be asking our partnership coordinator.
And you're going to what? You're going to what? Run around the cul-de-sac in the summertime in your own hot dog? Yeah,
that actually would be a really
four
funny
times a week
video.
I'm going to run in that hot dog costume until I'm better at it. I'm going to figure out the strategy.
What would be really?
I'm going to get it like
you've raced three times. I mean, that's
I stink. I stink at this stupid race. If you can't win it,
if you win the race, you need to take the angle of nobody believed in me, and if anybody tries to congratulate you, you don't take it from anybody. It's you against the world next year. In the race.
Oh, yeah. No one's rooting for me at this point. They hope I finish 0-20 in this thing.
You're in trouble, though. If Mac, who's what, 25, something like that, 25 years old?
Yes,
if Mac runs in this next year, Andrew, you're probably, I mean, dude, you're going to go for four.
Hang on. No, from somebody
who's running from the competition. Mac, Drew?
From somebody who has raced Cody in multiple ways, more than just the hot dog race. Cody and I have raced before. Cody holds his own. Like, Cody
he'll
holds
be a
his
year
own.
Older. Like, he's in his 40s.
I should get the foot surgery early this year.
I don't
really
know if that's
work myself in that degree.
If we did a normal race, like a regular race, with no costume or anything, Cody probably wins. He's there.
But that's not this. That's not the race. That's not
what
this
exactly. I'm saying.
This race is in a hot dog suit. Something I have yet to perfect. Despite my many attempts.
Which is where I think the athleticism conversation, because somebody said, have you tried the strategy of being more athletic? You don't need to be athletic. As a matter of fact, I think it might hinder you.
Okay.
If you're more athletic.
Okay. Says the two people that haven't won a damn hot dog race. Now
I didn't say that.
Now we're saying the unathletic people are who win the hot dog race. That's a bit rich for the for
someone plays tennis all the
for
time.
For someone that hasn't won. Okay. All right, Drew.
You don't need to be athletic to win a hot dog race.
No, you don't have to. But
That's what I'm saying.
But you said being athletic makes it harder.
I think Bobby would Jr. do fine.
I don't know.
He could give me the same lead he gives those kids on the video board on the hot dog, and he'd still beat me, I bet.
They didn't do that last night. They had the kid do the stolen base thing or whatever, where he grabs the base and tries to run back in 30 seconds or 20 seconds. They didn't have anybody do the beat Bobby in the outfield race thing.
Jeez, I'm 60 and I could beat Cody. I'm telling you, you would not beat Cody. In a regular race, you're not beating Cody.
Oh, man. Now, I can't believe this.
I've got your back, Cody.
What kind of timing is this?
For what?
10 minutes ago, the Kansas City Royals, I assume, in an effort to embarrass me, sent out a photo of ketchup face down in the dirt. Just like a loser. And it said, 9 dogs will enter, only one will leave victorious. We are taking submissions now for the Hot Dog Race Championship Tournament.
Well, I guess that only means people that have won in the past should be able to submit admission for this.
Seems to me that they're accepting new submissions. If you think I'm not entering this contest, you're wrong.
But you haven't won, so I don't think you can
even enter. It doesn't matter. It's a new contest.
As a hot dog champ, I think I'm qualified. Maybe I could come out of retirement for this one race, you know?
No, I don't think so. You're not allowed. You retired. You said it. What are you, Tom Brady? You called me Tom Brady. You're Tom Brady. I never said I was retiring. I said I'm never leaving.
If a team called Tom Brady 2 weeks before the Super Bowl and their quarterback was out, he'd get in to try to get one more ring.
So you're
saying
if Speck would have said, hey, we need another spot, can you please
do it?
No.
The Royals just sent out a tweet. There is a hot dog championship tournament.
They're taking 9 people to race in 3 consecutive races with the winner take all. You know? Okay. Do you think the Royals would let me? Do you think they'd give one of the spots to me?
No, because you haven't won yet.
That's not important to them. They're not just looking for people who have raced in it and won. They're just looking for people to compete against each other.
Oh, yeah.
As I said. Would you like to provide a video telling us why you should? Yeah, I'm actually, Drew, could you cut the video of me just talking about how I'm not going to retire from the hot dog derby, please? I'd like to submit that as the video for why I should be allowed in.
I will clip that and I will send it to you.
If you don't mind.
I will save it.
I'm going to need that video. Thanks.
Yeah, look, hey, as a hot dog champ, I think I can come out of retirement for this. If only my co-host, Cody Tapp, could say the same